This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 270 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch. And Marcus, yes. It's April, meaning we're in the last month of the first quarter of the year already. Time's flying by.
Except for the fact that we're in the first month of the second quarter. Good job.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess depending on how you look at it.
What? 3 months is a quarter. So therefore, April is the start of the second quarter.
Well, all right, whatever. Let's just move on.
I know. Anyway, algebra was never your strong suit.
Math is hard. All right. So we got a pretty cool show lined up for you folks today. We don't exactly have a guest on to interview, but we do have a guest, and we haven't heard from him in a while. So we're gonna find out what he's been up to. He's gonna help us out dissecting some of the WordPress headlines. Marcus, you got an announcement yourself. But before we get into all that, we ended up getting an iTunes review.
Yes.
A 5-star one.
Yes. And that is by Eric Kuznesik. Please help me pronounce that if I messed it up, Eric. I'm sorry. And the title is, "If You Are Not Listening to WordPress Weekly, You're Not Listening."
And that I like it already.
5 stars, and here's the review. "How good is this show? I don't even use iTunes, but felt compelled to drop by and leave this review. Jeff and Marcus are both authorities in the WordPress ecosystem, with each having worked inside the space in various capacities for years. The show's topics always cover the must-know WordPress news, and their guest interviews are a who's who of the WordPress community. Professionally speaking, it's the best use of an hour or so of my time every week. Well done, gentlemen. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, how about that? That was a very good review. And hey, we'd like to hear more reviews from people. So that's pretty cool. Eric doesn't even use iTunes, but he felt compelled to give us a review. So we really appreciate you taking the time out to do that. But yeah, folks out there, listeners, fire up iTunes. Let us know what you think of the show. Yes. 1 star, 5 star, it doesn't matter. We just want to know what you think of the show.
Yes, let us know.
Let us know. So our guest today is Mendel Kurland, who is a GoDaddy evangelist and enjoys hanging out with developers, designers, entrepreneurs, and creative people all around the world to make sure their opinions and suggestions are heard. Mendel, thanks again for being on the show. I think this appearance, Marcus and I were talking about it. Marcus, does this grant him friend of the show status?
I think so. I think it does. Congratulations, Mendel.
Thank you very much.
Ooh. Wow, what a voice this man has.
Coming in with the pipes.
Hey, Mendel, man, thanks a lot for joining us on the show. And very quickly, kind of tell us what you've been up to lately.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. It's always an interesting time to hang out with you on WP Weekly. Man, what's been going on lately? We've just been I've been in Austin, Texas. South by Southwest just got done. Been cruising around, attending some events, going to Pressnomics this weekend, and basically just been working on increasing our contributions to the WordPress community. So today I decided it was going to be crazy. I was going to say yes to you to come on the show, and then I was also going to do an AMA on VP. So that's going on at the same time. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you're typing answers to people right now, or are you at least keeping an eye on the questions?
Yeah, keeping an eye on the questions, making sure things don't go off the rails. But yeah.
Yeah, your company, the company you work for, GoDaddy, they've been busy lately. They purchased up Managed WP, and then they acquired a huge hosting company over there in Europe on the other side of the pond. And then there's WP Curve. Man, GoDaddy's been busy.
Yeah. Well, we're always busy, right? We're always trying to figure out how to do right by our customers and make sure we have the best offering for people to be successful at running their own ventures. So, there have been some really fun news announcements lately. The Sucuri thing was fun. The Managed WP thing was
Recent, I think. The Sucuri acquisition.
Yeah. It's all of these moves. You know, people are like, you're making moves. You're doing. We've always kind of been a company that that makes moves or pushes the envelope. You know, it seems that a lot of people are taking notice at some of the good things that we're doing in the community, and then as an extension of that, taking notice of the things that that we're doing with some of these acquisitions. By the way, all of the people that have come to GoDaddy from ManagedWP and from Sucuri and stuff like that, they're just freaking rad people, you know. So it's just really fun to work with these people. It's really great and great to have them part of the family. So
yeah, ManagedWP and Sucuri, man, those. Just having those two companies and the products and the expertise that they offer, and then they get a chance to scale that to GoDaddy's infrastructure. It seems like pretty exciting times for those teams.
Yeah, I think so. And we're just gonna keep doing good work and see where it takes us. So.
All right, so we're going to talk about an event that you're putting together here later on in the show, but I want to get through a couple of headlines, and you're free to speak your mind, your opinion on these if you so choose. Of course, your opinions are representative of yourself and not of your employer. Just, you know, what the hell? Let's throw a disclaimer in there, make it sound cool. but the first thing I want to let people know is that WooCommerce 3.0 has been released, and this version I guess all these major versions now of popular plugins receive cool names. So this one is called Bionic Butterfly. And it makes improvements to the product gallery. It also includes some development tools. And 3.0 was supposed to be 2.7, but they had this major shift in versioning. So now WooCommerce is using semantic versioning. We talked about that a little bit a couple episodes ago, but now you have improvements to the product gallery. Version 3.0 introduces something called CRUD, which is called Create, Read, Update, and Delete. These are classes for developers to use where you could, I guess it makes it easier to write and retrieve data from the database with less code. There's also a new command line interface, so CLI support via the REST API, so that's pretty neat. However, there have been some issues encountered by people with 3.0. One particular
I see one right here, by the way. It's on the reviews. It says, do not update. This version created havoc on our system. That's scary.
Nice of them to put it on a live site first, too. Good job.
Well, you know, that's isn't that what most people do, even though we tell them to have a staging environment? Let's just throw it on the live site and see what happens.
Cowboy code all the time, man.
Hold my beer. I'm gonna activate it. Hold my beer.
So one of the issues encountered has to do with an incompatibility with Select2 version 3, which is a script that WooCommerce uses. Now they use Select2 version 4, which may cause an issue with AJAX search inputs and plugins and themes loading an older version of the script. There's also another issue I've seen reported in the Tavern comments, and that is after upgrading to WooCommerce 3.0, their site or the front end of the site continuously reloads, which that doesn't sound good. However, WooCommerce developers have identified the problem as has something to do with the geolocation setting. So they're working on a fix for 3.0.1. So that should be pushed out. It should be an automatic upgrade for those who are still on 3.0. So some of the advice that the developers are giving right now for those experiencing issues is to downgrade to the most recent version, which I think is 2.6.14, until these issues can be addressed. But when we talk about the amount of changes, this being a major release, there was 3,000 commits from 115 contributors. So there's a lot of changes in this release, and Of course, now that it's out there in the public and a lot more people are using it, the reports of theme and plugin incompatibilities are starting to stream in. Those will probably be fixed eventually. But yeah, 3.0, big update.
Big. Hey, Jeff, how does the contributor base compare to the WordPress project?
As far as WooCommerce?
Yeah.
I think WordPress definitely has more contributors. But 115 for WooCommerce, that's a pretty sizable chunk of contributors.
Yeah, that whole team is still migrated. That was, you know, the Woo guys, Woo themes, whatever, when they were acquired. And how many times are you guys taking meetings at GoDaddy going, damn, we should have bought them too. But yeah, there's a lot of people that work on WooCommerce.
Yeah, you know, it'd probably be more interesting to see how many of the 115 contributors are automatic employees versus outside contributors.
Right.
Yeah. What I was thinking about as you were reading that was, you know, there's this huge ecosystem around WordPress in general, and in particular a community ecosystem. So there are WordCamps and there are boutique conferences and there are places where people get together and they, you know, whether it's the WordPress purpose-built Slack or something like that. And I wonder if some of these issues would be a little less if there, you know, if there were community events talking about kind of changes and getting more input from. I'm not saying there isn't any input from the community, but it's interesting that there's been talk of ecosystem as far as community popping up around WooCommerce, but so far not a significant local presence of, you know, WooCommerce meetups or places to get feedback from users. Maybe I'm missing something though.
You're not missing anything. And also it's kind of ironic. And I have noticed on Twitter all day today and last night, there must be a Magento conference going on because I'm seeing all kinds of stats about Magento and the billions of dollars in online transactions that they run into. And I've always, it's interesting because when I was doing more agency work, that's probably 30%, if not more, of my workload was transferring sites from Magento over to WordPress and WooCommerce. So it's I'd love to know more about WooCommerce in terms of the actual commerce. And I don't know if those are statistics that are actually tracked, but it'd be nice to know. And yes, Mendel, I do agree with you. There should be some sort of a WooFest. Or something.
Well, there's WooConf, which is in Seattle this year, right?
I don't know.
In Seattle this year, so that works out. But it seems I don't hear a ton at WordCamps about e-commerce. You know, there's some, but it'd be cool to see that spring up and kind of, you know, there. If you say there are X amount of WordPress contributors, there's Y multiplier, right? That leads to Z amount of, this is really good math, by the way, to Z amount of total contributors because everybody's given their opinion. Contributors are walking around at WordCamps and listening to people's, you know, user feedback and stuff like that. That doesn't seem to happen as much with WooCommerce, so.
So, Mendel, you mentioned the issue of ecosystem and community. And speaking of community, WordPress community support has denied WordCamp Netherlands 2017 their application. So as it stands right now, WordCamp Netherlands will not be taking place this year. Now, this camp has held WordCamp. It's been at WordCamp Netherlands for about 6 years now. And the last one had more than 425 attendees, and it's been one of the most well-established events in Europe. Now, the lead organizer published a post on the Dutch WordPress community site, which explains why the camp has been canceled. And it goes back to a rule or sort of a guideline that was created about 6 years ago where you have to do WordCamp city names and not WordCamp country names. And that's sort of the crux of the issue here. Now it gets pretty complicated because it gets into the actual landmass, the size of the Netherlands, and how close people are together. And the organizers feel as if the WordCamp Netherlands event is the glue that holds these different cities and different communities together. On the flip side, the WordCamp sort of central organizing team says that perhaps we haven't seen WordCamp cities take place in the Netherlands because they have this central one. So there's that argument. And it goes into cultural differences between we have this rural base in the U.S. and how the Dutch community, WordPress community is. There's a lot of things to get into. In fact, I think maybe at some point we'll have a WordCamp central representative on the show to kind of go into more details about it. But you hear this and you think, well, if they're not allowed to have WordCamp Netherlands, why are we allowed to have WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe? And the big difference there is those events happen in cities and locations that already have an established community, have had a WordCamp in the general vicinity for a few years, so it's established, and having that regional event does not take away from the smaller communities, the other nearby cities, from having their own event. So that's why, and plus they sort of travel from different years, there's different host cities for those regional events, so it's not just in one location. And in fact, in one of the official correspondence, it says from WordCamp Central that they would be happy to look at doing WordCamp the Netherlands again in a couple of years' time, do city-based camps around the country happening on a regular basis. So they've kind of left the door open on WordCamp Netherlands happening in the future, but it all depends on if they see these city-based events happening. And according to the Netherlands organizers, they don't think that the communities are going to happen in various cities, the different work camps. So kind of a, just been a lot of heated debate, a lot of passion, a lot of people ultimately saying this is just a dumb decision. You know, it's just one way of imposing U.S. rules onto a country that, you know, maybe it doesn't make as much sense. But the Netherlands has been the last remaining country to sort of be the exception to the guidelines, at least this specific one over the past 6 years. So finally, WordCamp Central is kind of putting the hammer down and said, all right, you know, we're not going to approve your application anymore until you do it this way. And if they were to, and there's an interesting discussion to be had on, well, if they allow the Netherlands to be an exception to this rule, then it kind of opens the door for other countries to come up with arguments or, you know, all this data on why they should be able to have a WordCamp country name. So it's kind of a touchy situation there.
Yeah. So you originally addressed me, Marcus. Why don't you go, dude? I want to hear your opinion.
I think that this is first off ridiculous. There's two places in the Netherlands that you're going to have this show. You're going to either have it in Amsterdam or in Rotterdam. That's really the only two big markets that are in the Netherlands. I what's the big deal? Who cares? Let them have it.
Well, that's the mentality quite a few of the commenters have.
Take yourself this seriously? Really?
I've got kind of a different perspective. And that is, number one, we're not a mature community ecosystem, but we're maturing. Okay. There's not always a clear answer on when we do things, when we don't do them, how we do them. Sometimes some of the rules are in people's heads and not written down. I'm guessing this is one that was written down. Number two, WordCamps are some of the most mature organized events at this scale in the entire world, if not the best organized and most scaled system of local events. So number one, we haven't matured completely. Number two, this is one of the top, if not the top, networks of local events at this sort of scale. And number three, we don't have to participate, right? So, so regardless of the decision that was made, if WordCamp Netherlands wants to have an all Netherlands get together for WordPress, you know, it's disappointing that there's a rift in this situation. But then do it without the foundation and don't call it WordCamp, right? Call it something else.
Which actually, the first two WordCamp Netherlands were not under the umbrella of WordCamp Central. And Remkes de Vries, who is the lead organizer, has been for a number of years, says they will find a way to have the camp if it comes to that. And the organizers are currently examining their options.
Yeah, I think that's that's the right move, right? That's the right move if they're not happy with the decision that the WordPress Foundation or WordCamp Central has given them. It's an organization. They have rules. They have policies. If they decide that they don't want something to happen, then the most important piece of all of this is the community, right? So if the community in the Netherlands believes that it's more important to have a national event than for the community, then I'm biased towards whatever makes sense for the community.
Well said there. I guess we'll have to see what happens. Yep. Let's see. Oh, go ahead, Marcus.
No, I was just gonna say. I thought I don't know. You know, it's always loose. It's always a loosely based thing because it's like, why wasn't WordCamp Orange County named WordCamp Santa Ana?
Orange County's a city, isn't it?
No, it's a county.
Oh, well, I don't know then. I have no idea.
Or why don't they create a? Why don't they allow the creation of WordCamp Netherlands? With the understanding that it will be handled in a similar way to, to WordCamp US, right?
The WordCamp Central team says it would revisit the idea of them doing that if we see the city-based camps happen in the Netherlands in a few years' time. You know, so they start because I guess the big issue is they don't want to have an event. A national event where they feel like that takes away from smaller cities being able to have smaller camps or camps dedicated to their own cities. I mean, because they don't have to bother with it if you have one national event.
The Netherlands is not that big. I don't know if people have been there, but you can get across it pretty much in a couple hours.
So. You know, to that point, though, sometimes it's difficult to, let's say you're a working mother or father. It's difficult for you to get from one place to another, or you're bootstrapping a business, or you're a user who, is not willing to make a 2-hour commitment to go to to an event somewhere else, and instead would totally show up to a weekend engagement in your city. I think it's important to remember what the point of WordCamps are, right? And the point of WordCamps are to get community together. Again, I'm not saying one direction is wrong or right. I'm just saying the bias should always be towards community. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have to see in the future what the organizing team decides to do. Hopefully they decide to put on an event that brings or at least maintains the community they've been able to establish there. It would be a shame to see it all go to waste. Yeah. The WordPress plugin directory has actually gone through a redesign. however, this is another one of these sort of complicated subjects where, you know, we've on previous shows, we've talked about the enhancements and the designs and from the prototypes to the betas of the plugin directory redesign. In fact, Marcus, I remember we talked about it and I told you I didn't like to read more links.
Right.
And some of the other features of the page. Well, the WordPress plugin directory redesign has been launched to the public. So if you go to the plugin directory now, you'll be able to see it. It's been rolled out. It has a new design, improved search algorithm, which, by the way, The work that they put into the search algorithm is fantastic. It's a hell of a lot better than it used to be. Now, granted, people are requesting the ability to fine-grain their search results, sort through them, which is going to be coming. They just had to go through a lot. There's a lot of back-end stuff that had to be accomplished first. So they're working on that. However, when the design was launched, a lot of people came out of the woodwork and complained about it. And they were complaining about things such as the stats were only available to plugin authors by logging into the admin. The tab layout was replaced with the read more links. The plugin banner images were distorted because now they have new dimensions now. The installation tab, which provides instructions on how to install the plugin, was removed. Screenshots start opening in the lightbox. They open in a new page instead, and then links to download older versions of plugins were missing. And there is some riffs from people who worked on the project as to, well, why are so many people complaining now? And I wrote a pretty detailed post on WP Tavern that documented all of the various areas of feedback from when the initial prototypes were published back in May of 2016 of the redesign up until now. Within that time frame and all the chances and opportunities that people had to provide feedback, whether that was on blog posts or in comments on the Tavern or even in track tickets, these same complaints or concerns were raised over and over and over again. And to see that these same issues were present on the day that this thing launches, I think, overall, I felt that the complaints were justified. I thought it was like, it kind of had me thinking, well, what was the process of the betas and getting feedback if at the end of the day, after all these months of design and development, the final product ends up with the stuff that we've been complaining about for months? Now, with all that said, I will say that today before the show, I was checking out the WordPress plugin directory, and a number of things that people raised concerns about last week have been fixed. So now if you visit the plugin directory and the cards, you'll see active install information again. They restored the ability to see download stats for a plugin. Links to download older versions has been restored, and the installation kind of instructions, if you want, has been restored. So it's nice to see all that information that we're used to come back to the plugin directory. We still have a bunch of read more links, and I'm hoping they replace those with something else, either with the tabbed interface or something where I'm not having to click read more a bunch of times. But nice to see that the directory is coming around.
Yeah, it's going somewhere. I'm not a big fan of the new design. I don't care if people gave suggestions or not. Somebody in that team somewhere along the line should have looked at that and went, yeah, this isn't really representative of what the work of all these plugin developers have created. That being said, I mean, it just takes some getting used to, right? We all bitched and complained when the new WordPress admin interface came out several years ago. Like, oh my God, I'll never find anything again. So, it's just going to take a little getting used to. Hopefully that they'll make some improvements. One of the things that I suggested, and this has been going back 3 years at least, is that they introduce more of a social component. All of the things are built into the system, but yet I can't see who's favorited the plugin. I think that would be kind of cool, how many favorites it has, or any of those types of things. I think maybe the reviews should be done maybe like a testimonial slider is typically, just kind of quick things of people's opinion. Obviously there's a lot to do there. I wish I had more time to contribute to that team directly, but I don't have the resources for it.
And by the way, I want to say that the old plugin directory was held together with shoestrings, duct tape, and BB press, if people can believe that. So it was a monumental task on the back end to switch everything to WordPress. So now the plugin directory is actually on WordPress. So maybe now having things like that social component will probably be a lot easier to implement if they decide to do that. And the directory itself is going to go through probably some pretty cool changes now that the sort of world has opened up to them and they don't have to worry about these legacy systems that they were stuck with BB Press. So kudos to the team and everybody involved because that was a massive undertaking.
Yeah. I just want to mention one thing. I think it's important to remember. Oh, that's funny. I like that little charger you put up there. I think it's important to remember that this is a volunteer thing, right? These people are putting lots of hours into this, and we can be critical, but like a lot of people spend a lot of time, a lot of hard work, like you said. So suggestions are good, demands are not. And that goes with free plugins that you use to make money on and plugin repositories. Yeah, sure, there are things that we would all change, right? But all I'm saying is give people a break or the benefit of the doubt and ask for things. And if they don't get done, then start contributing.
All yeah, right. and with regards to the changes to the plugin directory, it sort of continues the conversation that we had with Morten Rand Hendrickson on telemetry and data gathering. And it's like having that conversation with Morten has sort of opened my eyes to all the discussions I'm reading now in terms of certain changes that are going on with either the WordPress.org site itself or within WordPress. And I'm starting to see so many different situations where the people who are involved, the people who are doing the work and how decisions are being made is based on not a lot of data, not a lot of user data. It's assumptions, it's guesses, it's people speaking on behalf of the average user, yet we don't really have any clue as to who the average user is. And there's, you know, and somebody else raised a question, regarding the plugin directory redesign, you know, we should be asking if we're going to do this, who does it hurt and who does it help? And, you know, and that's a question worth asking too, as we go through the redesign. But, you know, I'm strongly in favor now, more than ever. And I don't even know if it's feasible on a large scale basis, but it would be nice to get that quantitative user data gathering, testing, you know, heat maps, trying to figure out who are these people, and how are they using the website? And so we can base changes on that. And so we can actually start doing things that benefit the majority of people. And we actually understand who these people are that are using both the site and the software.
And don't you think also the front page of the WordPress repository should have Marcus Couch's plugin picks of the week? I think that's only fair.
Yeah, that's the most obvious omission from the redesign. Good call. Anyways, if you haven't checked it out, check it out and let us know what you think of the plugin directory redesign. Okay, so that brings us up to the final headline. And yes, Mendo's making headlines. How about that? Now, Mendo has created a conference called Camp Press. It's going to be held at September 23rd and 24th in Seminole, Oklahoma at Fry Lake on Camp Campbell. And I'm glad to have you on and tell us a little bit about, first of all, the inspiration behind the project. And, this has sort of been 2 years in the making.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. A couple of years ago, I was traveling around a lot, and I've always been a big hiker. I love just going out. And part of the reason I moved to Austin was to go hiking. And so I kind of looked at my life and I thought, man, I'm really happy when I get away from my computer and I go, I go hit the trail during lunch or something like that. But the thing is, I don't always, get the opportunity to do that, especially when I'm going to an event somewhere. And then I started thinking about the events and I'm like, man, all these events are focused on gadgets. And I looked around some of these conference halls and some of these conference centers and schools and places where they hold WordCamps and other events. And I was thinking, man, it's kind of ridiculous that everybody's just looking at their phones or tweeting or Instagramming or talking online while they're in person. And started to see things like hallway tracks popping up where there was an official name for hanging out and talking and networking, during the event. And started thinking about it and thought, man, there should be an event where people can come and not use their phones. But we're all geeks and we all hang out and we all learn from each other and we all form better, deeper bonds that are going to help us in business and in life and in our craft. And so about 2 years ago, came up with the name Camp Press, got the domain name, camp.press. And then I realized it was a big job because you have to get insurance and you have to get a place and you have to build out the experience. And then you have to, have a corporation to get the insurance with, because doing it, on your own with your own liability is a bit of a risk too. And we had to look at pricing and ask people and find out, what they thought an experience could be like. And so it took a couple of years. I started an organization called Geek Adventures Company. Right now, the flagship website that Geek Adventures Company owns is Hiking with Geeks, a registered trademark. And Hiking with Geeks has about 9 chapters now around the country, about 6,000 people. Our members of the chapters around the country, and we're growing by about 40 or 50 people a day. And then I thought, well, this is great because now I have Geek Adventures. I can go get the insurance and we can finally put this thing together. So, Kristen Campbell, Aaron's wife, has been bugging me for a while saying, when are we going to do this? and you have too, by the way, Jeff, and a bunch of other people in the community. And I thought, you know what, this is finally time. Let's put pen to paper. So Aaron, Kristen, and I met. We decided on sponsorship packages. We decided on, dollar amounts for tickets. We decided that we're only going to have 50 to 100 people come and join us. That we're not going to try and make it a big thing. It's going to be kind of exclusive. And what was awesome is our first paid sign up was Pippin. And he was stoked to come out. So we're really, really excited about it. It's a great way to just kind of disconnect. And it's for more than just the WordPress community. You know, this year it's Camp Press. There might be a name change in the future. But I've invited the entire group of Hiking with Geeks to come out and pay for the experience as well. There's interest in doing it in Europe. There's interest in doing it in Canada. So it looks like it's something that people are really stoked about.
So we're talking about an hour's drive out of Oklahoma City, and the whole point, I thought it was pretty funny the other day on Twitter. Somebody said they pictured you standing at the gate, and as attendees enter the camp, they put all their electronics in the bucket, and you tell them, they'll get them in a few days, when they leave. I mean, it's really about disconnecting from technology and trying to strengthen the bonds, the one-on-one relationships that you have with people. And, on this Camp Campbell, there's all kinds of different activities. I mean, there's a lake. There's I saw images of a putt-putt course, maybe mini golf course that Aaron's been working on. There's a bunch of hiking. And what are some of the amenities and maybe some of the ticket prices for the event?
Yeah.
We're talking about just bare bones. People have to bring their tents or?
No, there's something for everybody. So it's a quick drive from Oklahoma City. It's about an hour drive. It's beautiful drive. On the property, there are canoes and there are diving boards and there are plenty of hiking trails. There are places to ride bikes, places to basically enough land to do whatever you want. We're going to have all of the amenities there for people as far as activities. So we'll have stuff for field sports and stuff for water activities and arts and crafts. And there's even enough space for archery if somebody's into that. And then we have 3 different options for living arrangements. One is a cabin. You can either get a shared a spot in a shared cabin or your own cabin. And these are 10 bed cabins that the beds are very much like an old summer camp. And then you have tent camping available to you and also RV hookups. And so far we have 1 RV that's already reserved one of those hookups. It's a pretty big one. And so ticket prices right now are $85 a person. Again, this is a premium thing. This is a place for people to kind of network with the cream of the crop. And so that's $85 for a ticket right now during pre-sell. And it's going to go up to $100 on the 14th. So if you're going to get your ticket, get it now.
Nice. Can we go hunt our own food?
You can.
Oregon Trail style.
Yeah, that's sometimes something that happens from what I hear at Lake Fry, Fry Lake. So
mix the archery in with that.
Yeah, and if you want to be secluded, listen, we're not going to take people's phones away from them. It's a place that has very little connectivity. If you drive out into the town nearby, you'll have connectivity. But the whole point is to really talk with each other, to share our skills that might not have to do with development. Some people are really good at starting fires, and some people are really good at dancing, and some people are really good at building, artful things. And so we want this to kind of bring out the other creative side in people.
I'm really good at drinking around a fire and listening to people play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
That's my skill.
This makes me want to do Desert Press, where we all just do peyote and just talk about WordPress.
Oh, man. We're going to have a WordPress version of Burning Man? Is it going to get that crazy?
Yeah,
Pressing Man. Yeah.
We'll see what happens this year, but there are some surprises that we've built into the experience. So expect pictures of things that you've missed, because it'll definitely be a time that you won't forget, that's for sure.
See, I want to dress as Jason with a hockey mask and just scare the crap out of everybody at the campfire.
Well, that's terrifying. Yeah.
One of the cool things, your guidelines for sponsors, I thought was cool, because you have a guideline that states sponsors may not wear branded gear and that advertising must be handmade on site. What's the thought process of that?
Yeah. So, a lot of advertisers do the same thing for each event. They come in, there's something pre-built. It's got pretty print on it. You hand out some coupon codes, you hand out some swag, and you leave. And the experience is good. And when people talk with sponsors at WordCamps, that's good. But we didn't want brands to get in the way of the real opportunity here, which is to connect with fellow community members. And so we're asking sponsors to comply with this. Now, we are perfectly fine the way that we've funded this event. We're perfectly fine not having any sponsors. But if sponsors want the opportunity to get involved, they totally can. So at our current level of funding right now, the current amount of ticket sales we have, we're close to meeting the demand that we expected in order to for sure move forward with doing the event. And I have no hesitation that we'll meet our expected goal for tickets by the time the event rolls around. So there's a lot of interest. The site is getting nailed on a daily basis with people interested in the event. So
the on-site branding rule, are we going to be seeing like handmade GoDaddy baskets from the basket weaving station, or how's
yeah,
that
the,
work?
The, so to be honest, I submitted
company sponsored bug spray.
Yeah. The requirement is that you can create a sign near a particular activity or a particular area that is either a living quarters or where we're having the all camp bonfire or whatever. So you can create a handmade sign. You won't be permitted to bring anything pre-created or prefabricated. You can use stencils or fabricate something on the premises. You may not see GoDaddy there. I have submitted, normally I handle a lot of the sponsorship requests, but I've submitted this for other people to look at, to keep myself out of the, out of the decision-making process because it's my own event. So you may see it, you may not. And we're going to take sponsorships from anybody, not just you know, GoDaddy or an affiliated brand. So
Jeff, you could actually put a copy of WordPress Weekly on a papyrus scroll. And
yes, I want to sponsor the outhouse.
Oh, yes.
You know what? We didn't make that sponsorable, but for you, I might make an exception.
The Drupal toilet Thank paper.
You. Okay, oh, now we're, now I'm we're getting not
gonna crazy. Go, I'm not going to go that far. I also want to emphasize that this event isn't just for WordPress people. It's for anyone who's interested in sort of partaking in this sort of social experiment, disconnecting from technology.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. So it's for everybody.
All right. So if listeners are interested, go to camp.press, and that's where you'll find out all the information, and that's where you can purchase tickets. And I just think, you know, we joke all the time. You know, before this idea really took place, we always joked about, you know, we got to have a WordCamp where we actually do the camping part in the name. And, oh, here you go, man. You're like, you're making it a reality.
Yeah.
We're finally going to out the community as to who snores.
Yeah, we will know. We will know immediately. And one last thing, you know, sometimes it can be scary going out into the wilderness. We have two things that should help. One, we'll be giving a packing list. Two, we are going to be pretty strict about the code of conduct. So if anybody makes anybody else feel uncomfortable or violates the code of conduct in a way that makes that happen, they'll be asked to leave, no refund. It's a pretty strict experience that we want to have as far as people feeling comfortable and safe. So,
great. Yeah, awesome. Good to hear. So there you go. Let's see. So before we wrap things up here, we still got a whole bunch of stuff to get through.
This is gonna be an awesome show, man.
So normally, most of the people, we do this show by audio, so people are listening into it. But I might encourage you folks to actually go to the YouTube channel, and I'll actually have links to this in the show notes. But Marcus is going to do an unboxing of – well, I lost a bet. I bet Marcus that my Indians would beat his Cubs in the World Series. I lost a bet. I had to buy him something, and I bought him a Cleveland in a box. So I shipped him, I think it was 5 items. Mm-hmm. That are Cleveland specific in a box, and he's got it on the webcam right now. He's going to open it, and I believe this is the first ever unboxing on WordPress Weekly.
Yes. So let's don't know what's in it. You can tell me what's in the box. So I'm cutting it open on both sides right now.
It's not as exciting as a MacBook Pro, but, you know, we'll do.
Well, I don't know what's in it. So they've packed it up very nicely, I got to say. This company that does it. So, by the way, my end of the bet is I put up 2 deep dish pizzas from Lou Malnati's.
Oh, man. I'm...
I know.
Really one of those.
Okay. So I have it. Let's take a look. Let's let the... I'm not even going to look. I'm going to let the... Oh, okay. Fulfilling.
Finally. See, that doesn't look up the bet.
There it is.
There you go.
Good job. Welcome to Cleveland. Okay. Oh, I got an official visitor's guide. Like, I'm going to use that.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Okay, so the first thing we've got here is Buckeyes, Ohio's best gourmet gift.
Yes, so that's a peanut butter filled chocolate.
Ooh, nice.
Very good. It's a staple.
Okay. The next thing is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame magnet.
There you go. I know how you like music.
It's sticky on the back. I don't know. Look at this. It's got like a... This is used.
Look at this.
Oh.
It's got like tape residue on there. Anyway, that'll go on my whiteboard. Thank you very much.
I got honey from Auburn Township, Ohio. The McCune family. Is this something that is a nice delicacy for you?
Amish honey, man. It's the best.
Beautiful. All right.
Jebediah knows how to make honey.
And then I got...
Not that all Amish people are named Jebediah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So that's 1, 2... How many did I get? 1, 2, 3. And then this, whatever this is.
It's fresh, organic, natural...
Don't tell me. Let me figure it out.
All right.
Oh, I see. So we got two things here. This is Lake Erie sand. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I can use that for something. And then, see, now you know. This is a Cleveland shot glass.
There you go. Yep. There you go. I picked all those items for you. I hope I did a good job.
You did.
I gave you a taste of Cleveland, almost literally.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
I fulfilled the bet. So I will. Yep. All my limbs will remain intact.
Yep. And we're going to have to keep making these bets. So.
Yeah, so speaking of Chicago, WordCamp Chicago happens at the end of April. I will be there, so if any of our listeners are heading up that way or are in the Chicago area, stop by the event. WordCamp Chicago, the folks who organize that always put on a fantastic event. Last year's was really cool, especially the after party. We all got together, I think it was at the same place as the event, and we were playing. There was board games and all kinds of cool stuff. So, yeah, definitely check it out. I will be there, and I will definitely hit up Lou Malnati's again, of course.
Yeah. Good.
I might do that with you.
Awesome, yeah. And before we get into our other segments here, I wanted to send a shout-out to the folks who are on their way to Pressnomics 5. Fifth version of the event takes place this week. In fact, Mendel, you're going to be there.
I will be there.
And, I always have a special place in my heart for Pressnomics because that's where I told GoDaddy about that the Hot 100. And, lo and behold, they made the Hot 100. And that site's still around. It's still active. The things are still changing. And there you go. It's a pretty cool site.
Hey, thanks. You know, you're a visionary. I've always told you that.
yes.
You know, if you said that, for instance, we were going to have a spaceship that or a rocket that takes off and then lands on an ocean liner and then we can make it take off again, I would say it'll probably happen. So
yeah. And I have to change my last name to Musk.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. So Pressnomics 5, congrats to the Strabo family for organizing that. And they always do a wonderful job with that conference. And one of the cool things about that conference is they always donate a portion of the proceeds or sometimes all the ticket sales to a charity. I'm not sure if they picked a charity this time or a charitable organization this time. I'm not sure which one that is, but boy, those people are going to be enjoying the each other's company. There's always business talk going on. And, I wouldn't be too surprised if a few weeks after Pressnomics, I'm writing about some sort of acquisition where the talks actually took place during this event.
Hmm. Quite possible.
So we'll see what happens. All right. So, Marcus, what do we have? Let's start off with our What's on WordPress.tv segment.
Oh, we got one more piece of news.
Sorry, my bad. I totally skipped your news.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Marcus, right. What's new with you, man?
Hey, not much. I want to let everybody know that after, for years, I've been a fan of Smashing Magazine, which is based in Germany, actually, but they're great as far as design and techniques and CSS and all that kind of stuff. But their WordPress section stinks. It's terrible. In fact, today's, April and April 5th, and we're already, I'm looking at the Smashing Magazine site, and that last post they've had is September of last year. It's terrible. Uh-oh. So I kind of raised my hand and said, hey, this is unacceptable. We're going to have to do something about this. So lo and behold, they made me the head WordPress editor and curator over at Smashing Magazine. So I dropped the big announcement 2 days ago on Advanced WordPress in Facebook, and I think I broke it because I got like 500 likes and a bunch of other comments and stuff. So that's just going to be kind of a side hustle, I guess you could say. And I'm hoping that I can highlight a lot more of what's going on in the WordPress community and sort of bring WordPress back to Smashing Magazine. So those of you that aren't familiar with Smashing Magazine, they're really popular. They get, a lot of web traffic. They got over 1 million followers in Twitter. I think 250,000 on their Facebook page. So it's a pretty big opportunity for me
to help WordPress and help the community within an already established publication.
Hey, if you need any help, you know, you need a monkey to write a few words.
I do. I do. In fact, that's one of my duties, is recruiting actual writers, and it's a paid gig, but the requirements are a little stringent because they do require just kind of more of a lengthy article, which for some people that's great. I mean, for me is one of them, because I'm always trying to cram what I'm doing down to 1,000 word post or something like that, when I've already gotten up to 2,000 just from free flow writing. And you're more than welcome, Mendel. Absolutely.
And speaking of Smashing Mag, they just completely redid their tech stack. They're running all kinds of fancy doodads and stuff behind the scenes, and I'm interested to hear from you at a later date what the experience is like on the editing and publishing process on their new system.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll actually be doing that hands-on stuff. Maybe. I don't know yet. No one's given me a login just yet. I do have everything else and an email. Oh, and my email address there, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com. If you want to contribute any writing and join Mendel amongst the ranks of authors, that's a great place to do it. And by the way, you also get your own author box and picture and link and all that other cool stuff. So it's really good exposure too.
All right. Well, there you have it. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, you said it's a problem, you raised your hand, and now you're going to fix it.
Yeah. In fact, that was kind of like the most frequent question I got. How did you get that? I asked.
Apparently, that's all you got to do these days.
Yeah. All right. What's on WordPress TV, Jeff?
Boy. Lots of things. First up is the WordPress community interview with Bridget Willard, where Bridget Willard is the marketing manager at WordPress, who does the GiveWP plugin. Now, she started her career with office work, earned a teaching degree by his return to the office, where she carved out a career in social media and marketing. She's the co-host of WP Blab and the co-organizer of the Women Who WordPress meetup group. She's a member of the WordPress marketing team, and in this interview, they talk about a number of things, including the four horsemen of WordPress marketing, what that group does, what it entails, how it contributes to the WordPress project. And she made a really cool quote in there, in that she sort of has this motto of, if you invest in people, they'll invest in you. And, you know, sometimes you hear things that kind of stand out to you, and that was one of the quotes I heard from her that sort of rang true for me. So definitely check it out. It's on the WordPress.tv blog.
Yes. And another one is that I picked is from Manuela van Pruijen, which is the terrible Dutch. It sucks. It's called Long Live the Customer, How to Get More Out of Your WordPress Business. It was from WordCamp Geneva, and that's in Switzerland. And she basically goes over how most companies that service within WordPress don't use the full potential of their customers, and they just kind of think of their clients as furniture. So she gives a bunch of different strategies, 10 in fact, in how to create a crowd of happy and loyal customers to your business and to ensure more return and recurring business.
Nice. And I also picked one, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer, who did a WordPress battle, which was in entrepreneurship versus employment. And this was at WordCamp Northeast Ohio 2016, so pretty much my backyard. And in this session, the duo takes a detailed look at working for yourself or for someone else. They share the pros and cons for each, and they really break down the fundamental differences between starting a WordPress company and working for one. So if you ever find yourself questioning whether you're really doing what's best for you, this session will help you really understand which path to choose. And those guys are pretty entertaining. When they did that session, they both dressed up, and they had these cool outfits, and they were doing the battle, but it's both highly entertaining and informational. So definitely check that out.
Yeah. And that was good. I watched that one myself.
Yes. And we have picks of the week.
Yes. I managed to get through the new plugin repository to find three plugins. And their first one is called WooCommerce Documents tab, and it adds a tab into the product detail page with downloadable documents, things like documentation, product brochures, posters, technical specifications, anything that you want that you'd want a downloaded document for. That's called WP Documents Tab. The next one I found is something that I'm using called Rock the Slack Bot. And it helps you manage your websites, stay on top of changes. And what it does is when people do things like change posts, users do different things, somebody unpublishes something, throws it in draft, deletes it, updates it, any of those things, it actually enables a message within the Slack bot of your own Slack channel that you set up. Just check that one out. It's called Rock the Slack Bot. And finally, those of you that use the free Contact Form 7 available at the repository, this is a great plugin. It's called PDF Forms Filler for Contact Form 7. It lets you give your users the ability to fill out fields within Contact Form 7. And then what it does is it spits out a PDF attachment that has specific fields of the PDF filled in with what they entered in Contact Form 7. Really handy and really easy to use. It's called PDF Forms Filler for Contact Form 7, and those are my plugin picks of the week.
Wow, what a show. There's so much stuff we covered in this episode. Wow. I'm kind of speechless, but
yeah,
that's going to do it for this week's edition of WordPress Weekly. Again, I want to thank Mendel for stopping by, voicing his opinions on this new story. He's giving us some insight into CampPress. Mendel, if people want to stalk you on the interwebs, how could people do that?
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. My Twitter handle is @ifyouwillit. And that's also my website, ifyouwillit.com. And you can reach me there.
And you will be at Pressnomics this weekend. Any other events in the near future?
You never can tell, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just do what past Mendel told future Mendel to do on his schedule. So I would have to look, but I will be at a WordCamp near you. But hit me up online if you can't find me, and I'll let you know where my next thing is. So
awesome, man! Well, enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your AMA. I'm sure that's going to go well.
Thanks,
over there at Managed WP. And if folks, if you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review in iTunes. And you can find show notes on wptavern.com for this episode and all other episodes. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, JeffFR0. And Marcus?
Well, you can find me at MarcusCouch.com and on Twitter at MarcusCouch. But I do want to say it's been 2 years since we interviewed Lewis Howes, and I just saw him on the Ellen Show. So that means, Mendel, you'll be on Ellen in 2 years.
Awesome.
I could see that happening.
It won't be as distinguished as your show, but it'll be a step in the right direction.
Definitely a friend of the show, Mendel is. So until next week, everybody have a safe and enjoyable rest of the week. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday afternoon. Until then, so long, everybody.